Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Thursday, 9th of May, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open on a muted note as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a flat start for the broader index with a gain of 4 points. In the previous session, both benchmarks closed largely unchanged as the market faced uncertainty. Consistent selling by FIIs, a mixed set of Q4 results, and lower turnout in the election kept investors wary. Analysts expect the market to consolidate in a broader range amid the nervousness surrounding the ongoing Lok Sabha election. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is expected to face resistance at 22,319 level, while on the lower side, the index may take immediate support at 22,215 levels. As for Bank Nifty Index, immediate resistance is seen at 48,055 level, while the support is likely at 47,890 level. Now let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Piramal Enterprises. The company has decided to merge with its unlisted subsidiary Piramal Capital and Housing Finance. The board has approved the composite scheme of arrangement for merger and will rename Piramal Capital as Piramal Finance. Number 2, L&T. The infrastructure major's net profit jumped 10% on year to 4,396 crore rupees for the quarter ended March FY24 with healthy top line. However, operating margin was weak. Revenue from operations increased 15% on year to 67,079 crore rupees for the quarter. Number 3, Tata Power. The Tata Group company reported consolidated net profit at 895 crore rupees for the March FY24 quarter, growing 15% YoY despite lower operating margin that was impacted by cost of fuel. Revenue from operations jumped 27% on year to 15,846 crore rupees for the quarter. Number 4, Bank of Baroda. The Reserve Bank of India has lifted the restrictions on BOB World app with immediate effect. Hence, the bank will now resume onboarding new customers on the app. In October last year, the central bank had directed Bank of Baroda to suspend any further onboarding of customers onto its mobile application based on certain supervisory concerns. Number 5, TVS Motor. The two-wheeler maker has recorded 18.3% on-year rise in its Q4 standalone net profit at 485 crore rupees with a healthy top line and operating numbers. The company's revenue from operations grew 23% YoY to over 8,000 crores for the quarter. Number 6, HDFC Life. The Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India has given its approval for the appointment of K.K. Mistry as the chairman of the board of the company. Additionally, shares of Tata Motors, Eicher Motors, Cipla, Bank of Baroda, Bank of India, Union Bank and Kalyan Jewelers will be in focus today as these companies will release their January to March quarter earnings. Now let's take a look at how the global markets have performed. Asia-Pacific markets were mixed ahead of China's April trade data as well as the pay statistics data from Japan. Japan's Nikkei 225 climbed marginally, while South Korea's Kospi retreated from a one-month high, falling 0.21% on its open today. The Australian S&P ASX 200 index inched down 0.23%, while futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng index pointed to a weaker open. Overnight in the US, the Dow Jones Industrial Average extended its winning streak to 6 days as investors shook off some weakness in tech. The Dow added 0.44% and notched its longest stretch of positive days in this year. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 inched lower and closed near the flat line, while Nasdaq Composite pulled back by 0.18%. Investors are now digesting a slew of Federal Reserve commentary. On Wednesday, Boston Fed President Susan Collins said that the Fed's interest rate policy will likely need to remain at its current level until the inflation is moving sustainably toward the central bank's 2.2% target. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from VK Vijayakumar of Geojit Financial Services about why FIIs have turned aggressive sellers in May and will the selling continue in the near term.
FIIs have turned aggressive sellers. In the cash market, FIIs have sold for rupees 15,863 crores so far this month. This has contributed to the weakness in the market now. There are two reasons why FIIs are selling aggressively. One, the US bond yields are high and attractive. The 10-year bond yield is around 4.5%. Around these rates, FIIs normally sell aggressively. Also, the market expectation is that interest rates will remain higher for longer in the US. The expectation of a rate cut by the Fed has receded. This is keeping the bond yields high, triggering FII selling. The second factor, perhaps the more important factor, is that the Chinese market has started outperforming. During the last 1 month, while Nifty is down 1.5%, the Shanghai Composite is up 2.62%. The Hang Seng Index has shot up by 8.8% in the last 1 month. These markets are very cheap. While Nifty is trading at around 20 times 1 year forward earnings, Shanghai is trading at only around 10 times. Hang Seng is trading at less than 10 times. So FIIs are selling in the Indian market, which is expensive, and buying in the Chinese and Hong Kong markets, which are relatively cheap. It remains to be seen how long the Chinese outperformance will last. So long as the outperformance continues, FIIs are likely to sell in India. This will impact large caps more than mid and small caps.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.